This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Try to lob it into Zwiener. It was not a very good pass, but she's able to tap it to herself. Double team, back to Dow, back to Zwiener. She's outside the lane, now backs her way in. Good move, and she'll put it up and score. Laurel with 8 of the 12 points here.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Amherst as the Broncos battle the Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Into the middle lane, Cameron Klingelhofer for Amherst. He clears out. Martin drives the lane, puts it up no good. With the rebound, Cameron Higgins back up and in. Higgins having a whale of a tournament so far.
It's another showdown of two longtime FKC rivals. Expect two spirited clashes tonight in Amherst. It's the Bulldogs and the Broncos coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Amherst High School. KKPR's continuing coverage of high school hoops. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show for this Fort Kearney Conference rivalry matchup between the Amherst Broncos and the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And I'll tell you what, they've got a long way to go to live up to what the girls' game produced tonight. A upset here this evening. First time in at least a decade that the Amherst girls have beaten Pleasanton. 49-48, Pleasanton's first loss of the year to go to 11-1. Amherst is 7-2. Shelby Hemmons, 16 points, 20 rebounds. But Mariah Tobenheim hit the game-winning jumper with 4 seconds to go to win the ball game, 49-48. Pleasanton got 24 points and 9 rebounds from Ashley Axman, 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 blocks from Laurel Zwiener, but only 9 points from the rest of the team combined. So Pleasanton falls here tonight by 1. Now we're ready for the boys' game. Amherst and Pleasanton. And it's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Bulldogs of Pleasanton High School, number 15 is a 6-foot junior, Cole Pritchard. Number 23 is a 5'8 sophomore, Colin Janicek. Number 31, 6-foot senior, Trent Pritchard. Number 33, 6-foot senior, Matt Giffen. And number 45, 6-foot 2-inch junior, Garrett Reese. The head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Bill Giffen, assisted by J.J. Wagner. Pleasanton is 5-5 on the season. They started 1-3, then they won 4 ball games in a row, taking them into the holiday break, but have dropped back-to-back games to state-rated SEM and Eustace Farnham. For the Amherst Broncos, number 10 is a 5-foot 6-inch senior, Alec Martin. Number 20, 5'8 sophomore, Ty Stevens. Number 24, 6-foot 3-inch senior, Dylan Lockhorn. Number 32, a 6'2 sophomore, Dylan Halligan. And number 44, the big fella in the middle, 6-foot 7-inch senior, Lucas Casson. The head coach of the Amherst Broncos, Clark Ribble, assisted by Taylor Malsby. Amherst 2-6. They won their first two games, but have dropped 6 in a row. But all 6 of those teams have winning records. 6-4, 10-1, 7-4, 8-2, 6-2. And then last night, they lost 64-51 to unbeaten Eustace Farnham. And that's a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Don't forget, more basketball tomorrow. We'll start at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon from Cope Gymnasium as Kearney Catholic will be taking on Hastings St. Cecilia girls at 4, the boys at 5:30. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR. New Tech Seed, see Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Opening tip is next.
helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
The traveling black with red trim for Pleasanton, the home white and red trim for Amherst. And we're ready to go. Kent Roper steps in, tosses the ball in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by the Amherst Broncos. They'll move from left to right. Pleasanton from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Glad to have you here as the Bulldogs open up in a man-to-man. Try to get it down to the low post to Lockhorn. He'll kick it out on the wing to Stevens. Drives, kicks it back out to Lockhorn on the left wing. Drives the baseline, comes up short. Offensive rebound brought down by Cassidy. The stick back won't go. And then we've got a tie-up on the rebound down low between Trent Pritchard and Dylan Lockhorn. And the ball is going to belong to Pleasanton. That was our first possession of the ball game, which Amherst got on the opening tip. So Pleasanton will bring the ball up. A little zone trap here by Amherst. Amherst wants to run. Pleasanton might want to slow the pace down a little bit here, considering that they probably don't have the height matchup. Here's a three-pointer to start the game. That's going to be on the way and no good by Matt Giffen. And it's saved inbounds by Dylan Lockhorn. Up the floor come the Broncos. Driving in, out to Martin for the three, long three. He'll shoot it from anywhere, but that's in and out, no good. Won't go that time. Trent Pritchard will pick up the rebound. Up the floor with it will be Matt Giffen. Giffen hustles right wing, stops there, skip pass left side, into the left-hand corner. With it is Pritchard, dumps it inside, turnaround jumper no good, comes off the glass strong to tie Stevens. Stevens pushes the ball up the floor, doesn't have the numbers, kicks it on the wing to Martin, to the trailer, Kasson. Kasson forces his way inside and will draw the foul. Got a blocking foul on Garrett Reese. First foul of the ball game. By the way, I want to let you know, Dave Greek, sports director at NTV, on hand, so you'll probably be able to see that game-winning shot in the girls' contest on Sports Extra tonight on NTV. You'll want to check that out. Right now, Lucas Kasson to shoot the free throws and get some points on the board. First one is up and in. 1-0 Amherst. Second free throw for the 6'7" senior. And this one is on the way, and it too is good. So Kasson hits them both, and it's 2-0 Amherst. 6:48 just underway here in the first quarter of play on Classic Hits 98.9, and as always, the web at kkpr.com as Dylan Halligan steps in front, makes a steal as the ball comes across the timeline. And back over to Halligan to the front court. He's stuck in the lane. Kicks it out on the wing to Dylan Lockhorn, who steps it back out to Martin on the right side. Stevens moving the ball around the perimeter here against this Pleasanton matchup. Playing a little man-to-man here. Over to Alec Martin. He wants to redirect traffic. Calls Kasson all the way out for a pick. Clears the lane. Martin comes in. Scoop shot no good. Rebound loose. And picked up there by the Bulldogs, Cole Pritchard. Up the floor come the Bulldogs, but the numbers aren't there, so they'll slow it down as they cross the timeline with Trent Pritchard and Matt Giffen. Giffen will have the basketball, trying to set a pick and roll, but no pick, so they go down low, and a jumper is up and in by Cole Pritchard. Cole Pritchard with the first field goal of the basketball game ties things up at 2. Amherst into the front court, Alec Martin to the right-hand corner. Being a little more deliberate here. Amherst would just love to play up and down and game to about 90 if they could, but once they get in that half court, they might have a little more trouble, and here they do. They got it to the baseline, tried to kick it out on the wing, and it's taken away by Cole Pritchard. First turnover for Amherst. Colin Janicek goes to the right-hand wing, gets it into the hands of Pritchard. He'll drive to the hoop, up and under the double team and score. Trent Pritchard makes it 4-2 in favor of Pleasanton. Kasson at the baseline of the other end. They waste no time. Kick it out to Ty Stevens. Stevens will hold the ball. Swing it over to Alec Martin. Left corner, Lockhorn tries the three. No good. All black jerseys underneath. Trent Pritchard will come away with the rebound. Everybody for Amherst was around the perimeter except for the big fella Kasson, who was up at the high post. Left wing, Garrett Reese. Outside the arc, he'll clear it back out between the circles here against Giffen. Both teams going man-to-man. We've played 3 minutes. It's 4-2 Pleasanton. Stop it at the high post is going to be Giffen. Kicks it out on the wing to Pritchard. Pritchard puts the ball on the floor into the double team. Turns and kicks it back out. Faking the three, Janicek got some room. Pulls up from 16 and hits it. Colin Janicek with the good ball fake and hits the open jumper. 6-2, Pleasanton scored the last six. Alec Martin with the ball in the front court here. The senior, very quick guard. Usually if he gets on, look out, because he can knock down some threes. down the low post, turnaround jumper, rolls off the rim that time, and will not go for Lockhorn, and the ball will be tapped into the hands of Matt Giffen. So Pleasanton holding their own right now on the boards, and they're up by a score of 6-2. Looking to add to that here, Janacek pulls up right wing. This time it won't go, and over the back, going to be called on Cole Pritchard. First foul on Pritchard. That's the second foul of the basketball game on Pleasanton. Again in our girls' game tonight, a buzzer beater, 49-48, Amherst beat Pleasanton. Amherst was up by 15 in the first half, 13 at halftime. Pleasanton came back and got a two-point lead a couple of times, but couldn't hold on. Their last lead was at 48-46, missed a couple of free throws, and Amherst took advantage off the pick. Alec Martin throws up the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. And Pleasanton will clear it out of the left wing. Into the ball game is Austin Pates for the Bulldogs. He'll bring it between the circles. The 5'7 sophomore guarded there by Ty Stevens. Pleasanton trying to spread the floor here against the man-to-man. Here's a long three by Pates. No good. Neither team has been able to connect from long range. We've got another over-the-back foul on Pleasanton. So back-to-back misses and back-to-back over-the-back fouls. This is going to be on Garrett Reese, his second, third team foul. And back into the ball game now, Trent Pritchard for the Bulldogs. Also coming in, Tate Shafto. Shafto, pretty solid ball player himself. You don't lose anything with him coming in. Into the ball game for Amherst, Cody Root. They get it up top to Kasson. Back in the corner, Root. Cody for three. It's going to be short. Kasson tries to pull down the rebound out of bounds, and it's going to stay there as Shafto punched it out of bounds. Amherst will take it out on their own baseline in the corner. Looking, looking, looking. Longhorn still looking and finally dumps it into the corner. On the low post, they go to Kasson. Spins into the paint. Comes off balance and throws it back out top to Halligan. To Martin. Martin, three-pointer. Got it. First one of the ball game for Alec Martin. That's the first field goal of the game for Amherst. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. And in transition, Giffen at the other end's jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Lockhorn. And here come the Broncos. They want to run. Left-hand corner, Root. Back on the wing. Skip pass right side. Lockhorn catches. Fakes the three. Got around his man. Takes it right to the hoop. Missed it. Kasson with the rebound. And the easy stick back for Lucas Kasson. So 5 quick points there for Amherst. And they regain the lead. 7-6 here over Pleasanton with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Taking his time and dribbling the ball in the center court circle is going to be Matt Giffen. Waits for everybody to get set. And now they go. Working around that perimeter, trying to find Tate Shafto or possibly Trent Pritchard down low. Pritchard runs the baseline. Swing it left wing to Pates. Back up top, Giffen back to Pates. Looks inside, not there. Now they find Shafto. Shafto spins, makes the move. Ooh, Kasson got a hand on it. And Kasson's going to come out of there with a basketball. And up the floor he comes, but he's the only white jersey, so he'll stop and give it off to Root. Swing it right side, Martin again. One-on-one. He gets by his man, drives, scoops it off the glass and scores. 7 in a row here by Amherst, and they've got the 3-point lead, 9-6. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Bulldog basketball on the right wing, Cole Pritchard. Two vastly different offenses right now. It's go, 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 Amherst, and really settle down for Pleasanton. From time to time, that frustrates Amherst, but here they'll get the ball as the pass is tipped away, and Pleasanton turns it over for the second time here in the quarter. Up the floor to Dylan Lockhorn, right wing. Back off to Root. Martin between the circles, trying to get some people moving here. As you can hear, Coach Clark Ribble instructing his team from the bench. Swings it left wing to Halligan. Back up top, Martin. High pick here. They'll send Martin down the right side of the lane. He got pushed. Yeah, Tate Shafto hipped him right out of bounds. And for Tate, that'll be his first personal foul, fourth team foul on the Bulldogs. And Martin is not going to get any free throws. They're going to say he pushed him before he put the shot up. Into the ball game for Pleasanton is going to be Colin Janacek, and Pates goes back to the bench. Amherst ball on the baseline, Dylan Lockhorn to throw it in to Martin. Lockhorn goes all the way to the left-hand corner, but Halligan takes the three. It's too strong, and the rebound brought down by Trent Pritchard. He's already got four here in the quarter, and Amherst is 1 of 6 beyond the arc. Still have the lead, though, 9-6. Pleasanton's been setting on six here for a couple of minutes. Over to Colin Janacek, wide open three, skipping around, it won't go. And the ball brought down by Cody Root. Has to wait for some traffic to clear. Gives it off to Alec Martin on the left wing. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Double team. Ball knocked away. Shafto comes away with the steal. Outlet pass. 3-on-1. Giffen drives. Dishes it off with a layup. Colin Janacek. Nice job by Giffen to draw the defender and then get the assist there. Janacek with his second bucket, 9-8 Amherst. 35 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Holding the ball, Martin now takes it at the high post, kicks it back out to Lockhorn in the left-hand corner, faking the three. Martin back out, Lockhorn walked. Dylan Lockhorn with the third Amherst turnover. He thought about shooting and kept thinking while he was dragging his foot there. By the time he made a move to the hoop, it was too late. 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Pleasanton should get a chance here to take the last shot of the first quarter and possibly regain the lead. Janacek to the free throw line. Ooh, wide open jumper is going to be put up there by Cole Pritchard. It won't go. Rebound is brought down by Dylan Lockhorn. Got time. Up the floor to Cass in the trailer. Then it's knocked out of bounds. Getting a hand on it is going to be Janacek. It stays Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. 6.5 seconds to go in the quarter. And looking to throw it in is Lockhorn. Cast into the right-hand corner to Martin. Martin long three. Got it. Alec Martin with his second three. And that is the end of quarter number one. After one, the Amherst Broncos 12 and the Pleasanton Bulldogs 8. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Amherst High School, where we're ready to start the second quarter of play. The Broncos will get the basketball, leading Pleasanton by a score of 12-8. Alec Martin has 8. Lucas Casson has the other 4. Pleasanton Colin Janacek has 4 points. Casson pull-up jumper, left side of the lane. 7-footer is too strong, and Tate Shafter will bring down the rebound. Fast break the other way. Giffen leaves it off for the trailer. Reese in traffic. And no foul. The ball apparently swatted out of there by Casson at a fast break the other way, and Martin lays it up and in with a little bit of contact. 10 points for Alec Martin, and it is 14-8. It was 6-2 Pleasanton, so a 12-2 run here by Amherst. Their biggest lead now at 6. Pleasanton going to spread the floor a little bit here, almost a four-corner look. Right side Janacek to Reese in the corner. Double team, skip pass all the way over to Giffen. Open three on the way, and got it. First three of the ball game for Matt Giffen. First points for Giffen, 14-11. In the first quarter, turnovers, 3 for Amherst, 2 for Pleasanton. Rebounds, 10 for Amherst, 7 for Pleasanton. 3-point shooting, Amherst was 2 of 7. Pleasanton was 0 of 3. Elsewhere, free throws, 2 of 2 for Amherst. We've got a hand check foul going to be called here on Tate Shafto as they lob the entry pass to the post. And the big fellow, Lucas Casson. 5 fouls on Pleasanton, none on Amherst. Inbounds pass up top to Alec Martin. Couldn't get the three away against Janacek, so drives it on the dish. It'll be punched out of bounds there by Shafto. So we'll have to do it all over again. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats of our boys' game. We'll recap the girls' game. Amherst getting the upset, 49-48. Coach Nikki Eckhout's going to join us. There's a three-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound will fall to Garrett Reese. Off the Amherst missed three into the ball game, Travis Hodgson for the Broncos. At the other end, Janacek drives baseline, no good. Shafto got underneath. His putback won't go, but the foul is called on Lucas Casson, the first foul of the game on Amherst. Thus, the first free throws of the game for Pleasanton. And Tate Shafto will toe the line looking for his first point of the ball game. A reminder, more basketball coming your way on Saturday afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic. Girls at 4, the boys at 5:30, 5:45-ish. Tuesday, we'll see the Stars again as they travel to Grand Island Central Catholic, 6:15 and 8. Free throw by Shafto is no good. Next Thursday, we're back here at Amherst as the Broncos take on Gibbon. Shapto's second free throw too strong, and the board brought down by Dylan Lockhorn. I've got him for five here in the first half. 14-10, Amherst with the lead by four at home. On the low post, trying to make a move around the defense. Cassidy hit the rim on the reverse layup, the bottom of the rim, and Garrett Reese will get his third rebound. Pleasanton trying to claw their way a little bit closer in the ballgame. Janacek swings it over against that man to Pritchard. Trent holds the ball above his head. They want a timeout. Coach Bill Giffen wanted a timeout. He didn't like what his kids were doing, so a 30-second timeout going to be called. It's our first time out of the ballgame. 6:08 to go here in the first half. Your score, Amherst 14, Pleasanton 11.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And out of the Bulldog timeout, Pleasanton will inbound the ball in the front court, try and work it around the zone here, fake the three in the corner, and kick it back out to Janacek, quickly over to Giffen. Giffen looking at the double team, nothing there. Amherst wants to force Pleasanton to shoot the three, so they do, and they hit it. Matt Giffen with back-to-back threes here to start the second quarter, and we are tied up at 14. 5:40 to go in the first half. Giffen with 6 points on those two threes so far here in the ballgame. Alec Martin working on a pick up top, wants to drive to the baseline, runs into the double team. We've got a whistle and a walk. Yeah, Martin, when he came to the stop, it didn't exactly stop. His foot slid on him. First turnover of the quarter on either team, fourth of the game on Amherst. So Pleasanton with a basketball. You've got Matt Giffen in there to Janacek. He'll throw it up ahead to Cole Pritchard. He splits the double team, but then runs into Cassin, so throws up a fadeaway. No good, but an offensive rebound put back up, and it will not go by Reese, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. And the personal foul is on Lucas Cassin, so there's two. That's been one of Lucas's problems throughout his career. He gets into foul trouble early. Now he's got two early in the second quarter. First free throw is no good. Well, it hasn't hurt him yet because Pleasanton's 0-3 at the line. Here's Ty Stevens back in. Also coming back in, Cody Root. And checking out Martin and Casson, they have all the points for Pleasanton right now. So somebody else is going to have to step up with them on the bench. And I would imagine Casson's going to be there a little longer than Martin. Second free throw up and in. So Garrett Reese hits 1-2. And the lead is back to Pleasanton, 15-14, with 5:10 to go in the half. Lockhorn pulls up for three. No good. Rebound brought down by Colin Janacek, his first, and we're off to the races. But Amherst gets back defensively, so they'll slow it up. Giffen swings it right side to Trent Pritchard. Skip pass over. Janacek back to Giffen for his third three, and it's in. Matt Giffen has the range right now, and it is 18-14. A 7-0 run here. And Pleasanton back on defense as Amherst drives in. The shot no good by Hodgson. Fighting for the loose ball. It's going to be Cole Pritchard to come out of there with it. Pleasanton scores here. They'll get a timeout from Amherst, I'm sure. Pritchard to the baseline. Kicks it out. Giffen, he's covered. Leaves it off for Reese. Reese is open off the pick. Puts up the 9-footer and hit it. Garrett Reese with his first field goal. 20-14, Pleasanton. But no timeout. Amherst is going to continue to run. They'll give it off to the guard, Ty Stevens. Swings it left-hand corner. Three-pointer Root on the way. Won't go. Reese pulls down another rebound. And all of a sudden, Pleasanton has all the momentum here in just a minute's worth of time. Down low. Foul called. A little circus shot being thrown up there by Pritchard, but they're going to get the foul on Cody Root. His first and the team's third. All three fouls committed by Amherst have sent Pleasanton to the line. So at the line, Cole Pritchard hit a shot in the first quarter. Looking for their 10th straight point here are the Bulldogs. And the free throw is on the way. No good. Checking into the game, Tate Shafto and Austin Pace for Pleasanton. And for the first time tonight, Clayton Preble comes in for Amherst. Now Alec Martin will re-enter the contest. So Coach Ribble does not want to put his big fella back in harm's way right now. Cassin with the two fouls, 4:06 to go here in the second quarter. Going to leave him on the bench a little longer. Second free throw now on the way. It's no good by Cole Pritchard, but an offensive rebound came out long to Trent Pritchard. And Pleasant didn't do a good job on the boards. They get it in the lane. The little floater is no good. Tate Shafto can't handle it. It's going to be ripped out of there by Cody Root. 20-14 Pleasanton, 3:50 and counting. Here in the opening half, don't forget Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half numbers and a recap of the girls' game, which Amherst won, upsetting Pleasanton tonight, 49-48. Amherst with the basketball here, trying to complete the sweep tonight. Martin drives, a little teardrop over the top of the outstretched hand of Tate Shafto, and it goes. Martin with a dozen points, and it's 20-16, snapping the 9-0 run by Pleasanton. At the other end, attacking the hoop through the double team. Scoop shot, no good. Shafto put back, no good. But the second attempt by Cole Pritchard, who missed the initial shot, is good. And right now, nobody's getting to the boards for the Amherst Broncos. And an offensive foul bringing the ball up the floor. Going to be called on Ty Stevens. He and the defender were both losing their balance, and they called Stevens for the push-off, his first personal foul. So the first five fouls of the game were called on Pleasanton. The next four have been called on Amherst. 22-16 Bulldogs, their largest lead here of the game. They were down six, now they're up six, and they have the ball. Walking the ball up the floor here for the Broncos, or excuse me, for the Bulldogs, is going to be Colin Janicek. Back to the man-to-man for Broncos. They went zone, and Giffen hit three threes. Now here's a three-pointer on the way and in for Austin Pace off the pick, and it's 25-16. A nine-point lead. It's been a game of two big runs. A 14-2 run the other way. Underneath to the big fella and the little jumper. No good. He thought he made it. Blade Holmes didn't go. Pleasanton will have the basketball. Get it inside. Pritchard. Pritchard up and under move. And scoring is Cole Pritchard. Pritchard pulls it down. He's got six of the ball game. 27-16, and Amherst has not called a timeout yet. And their offense is struggling right now. Skip pass to Martin. He'll try a three. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. The Bulldogs have taken control of this basketball game. Amherst is 0-4 beyond the arc here in the second quarter. Pritchard in the front court. Dumps it into the right-hand corner to Austin Pates. They'll go to the high post. Shafto working on Lockhorn. Kicks it back out to Pates. Back to the baseline. Pritchard scoops it to Shafto. He attacks the double team and can't get it to go, but Reese picks up the easy offensive rebound and scores. And timeout finally called here by the Amherst Broncos. With 1:47 to go here in the first half, 29-16 Pleasanton.
From now through January 18th, 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. Our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school basketball action. Right now, it's more exciting for Pleasanton. They are on an 18-2 run, and out of the timeout, Amherst lost the basketball. It's going to be a double dribble. That's only the second turnover of the quarter for Amherst, but Pleasanton hasn't turned it over yet. It was 14-11 in favor of Amherst, and since then, the 18-2 run, making it 29-16. Pleasanton is up by 13 points. Bulldogs trying to add to their lead here. Garrett Reese swings it around the perimeter. Matt Giffen, who hit three threes in a row in this quarter, one of the big reasons they were able to turn things around. And he's got it right side for another three. And this one in and out, but an offensive rebound easily put back up and in. Amherst has nobody on the boards. There was nobody in the paint with a white jersey on that time, and Clark Ribble will have to address that at halftime. That's usually not the case. Kasten's on the bench here with two fouls. Looks like he's going to stay there for the final 5 minutes of the half. Up top with it is Dylan Halligan. He's going to try and drive the lane, put up the one-hand jumper, and score. So that'll break the long, long drought here for Amherst, 31-18. Giffen into the front court, needs somebody to pass it to as he lost the dribble. Shuffles it off to Colin Janicek, back out between the circles. 45 seconds to go here before halftime. Garrett Reese in the right-hand corner. Zoning up here is Amherst. Skip pass over the top of that zone. They get it to Janicek, back up top. They'll pass up the shot. Let's see now if they play for the last shot. Skip it over to Pritchard. They've whittled it down to 30 seconds, but all the passes, for the most part, are here inside the lane. Almost lost it. Trent Pritchard runs it down, gets it inside, turnaround jumper, rolls off the rim, no good for Cole Pritchard. Another offensive rebound by Reese, and Reese is fouled. Reese will go to the line to try and shoot two free throws with 19 seconds remaining here in the half. And the foul is going to be on Ty Stevens, his second. And at the line, Garrett Reese, one of two, has 5 points, eight boards already in this basketball game. Getting set to check in, quite a few new faces as the free throw is on the way. No good. Pleasanton could be up a lot more, but they're only one of seven in this quarter from the line. Austin Pates comes in for Pleasanton, checking in for Amherst. Travis Hodgson waiting to check in for the Bulldogs is Cody Janicek. They want to give Garrett Reese a breather with just 19 seconds here, but he missed them both, and the rebound comes down to Dylan Halligan. So a chance here for Amherst to take the last shot. Alec Martin will walk it up, front court with 11. Stutter dribble right side. He'll give it off there to Cody Root. Try and run Martin through off a couple of picks for a three. He's got it. He's covered. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Fadeaway three at the horn. No good, and we are at halftime. And what a run by Pleasanton to end the first half of play. They held Amherst to just 6 points and outscored the Broncos 23-6 in the second quarter. At the half, the Bulldogs 31, the Amherst Broncos 18. But remember, it was a 13-point deficit in the girls' game before we ended up with a one-point final. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us on KKPR.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to high school basketball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. At the half, 31-18 in favor of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They end the half on a 20-4 run to get this lead, and we'll take a look at the first half numbers here in just a little bit. But right now, it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Now, earlier tonight, it was a girls' contest that went the way of the Amherst Broncos, handing Pleasanton their first loss of the year, 49-48. They improved to 7-2 on the season. Pleasanton falls to 11-1, and we are joined by Amherst coach Nikki Eckhout. Coach, congratulations on a big win for your kids.
Thanks. We're pretty darn excited about it.
Well, we talked about it. It's been a while. It's been a while. And in a rivalry, you never like it to be a while unless you're on the winning side. And I'm sure the girls are pretty stoked right now.
Yeah, I did go back and look it up because, you know, you asked me. And I told you I was going to look earlier today, and I thought, I'm not going to jinx this, so I didn't look. But after the game, I did check, and it was 2005.
So it wasn't that long ago.
Seems like 30.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago. But as we take a look at the game tonight, you got off to such a great start. Confidence is always a big key when you're taking on a team that's rated and you're not, or has a better record than you do. Could you sense that your kids had a chance to put this out there tonight? Could you sense they were ready for this game?
We played Eustace Farnham last night, and we really had a good game, all around game last night. You know, I got a lot of bench support last night, and so coming in tonight, I really did. I felt like we had fresh legs. Everybody that wants to go in knows that they may only be there for 2 or 3 minutes, so they want to give their best minutes. And I did. I think the whole team just thought, you know, we got nothing to lose. Let's go out and see what happens, and it turned out pretty good.
Well, it looked like Shelby Hemman was not intimidated at all. I had her for all 16 of her points in the first half. I had her for 13 of her 20 rebounds in the first half. For a sophomore having to go up against a 6'4 senior, she dominated. She won that battle tonight.
Yeah. You know, in practice and stuff, we have a hard time simulating, you know, some of the stuff that she sees. So she really, when it comes game time, I've said this to our assistant all the time, she's a gamer. You know, she just steps up, and she's ready to bring it. Yeah, I don't get much emotion out of her. You know, she doesn't ever really change the expression on her face, which, you know, that's a good thing. She's calm, cool, collected. She's always ready to go.
As we said, you did all the things early that you need to do to put yourself in position to win a big game or to pull an upset. You hit a couple of threes, not a lot, but you had a couple in the first half. You made some free throws. You held one of the two big scorers down, so we only had 4 points. And, in fact, you really held them down from the field because 7 of the 11 points in the first half from Axman were from the free throw line. So you've got the nice lead at halftime. You know, as a coach, that Pleasanton's going to make a run at you, but they make the run all the way back. Talk about how the second half played out.
Well, in the locker room, we talked about, you know, girls, this is a cushion. You know, expect a little run, but make it a little run. You know, they may come out and they may get six. You guys come back and get one, you know. Just keep getting one. Keep it close. When it gets close, don't panic. You know, because it's going to get close. I told them, I said, don't expect this to be a 15-point win. You know, they might have overlooked us a little bit coming into the game, but they're not overlooking us right now in the locker room. And I said, they have the athletes to come out and pull it right back into it. And obviously they did. They went ahead, you know. And I thought my girls did a great job keeping their composure. They stayed as a team. You know, came down, we extended the game a little bit by Kara making one of the, you know, the first end of that one-on-one. And, you know, everybody played huge. Rebounds all the way around. I thought our team did a great job rebounding. Some of our young kids, Kenzie Bergstrom came in, got some key rebounds. Keisha Juergens battled like crazy in there, you know. So, team win.
She probably hits the first big shot when you fall behind, and kind of the thought is, uh-oh, there went the lead. Now what do? We haven't been scoring. But she hits a three, gives you the lead back. Pleasanton does take the lead again. But then that takes us down to the last shot of the ball game. A missed free throw gives you a chance to win the ball game. And you've got a youngster there in Tobenheim that steps up and does the job.
Well, yeah. You know, plan was after Kara's second make, you know, we're going to put a little ball pressure. Well, she missed the second one. No big deal. Let's get a quick foul. Just happened to foul, you know, the right one, because they're all good free throw shooters, and that girl could have just as easily made it as missed it. But yeah, I had the timeout in my pocket. My college coach always told me, he said, you know, if it's 10 seconds or below, keep that timeout in your pocket and let it play out. And worked out pretty well for us. Mo came down and buried it.
Well, big win for you. Now what can you do with these two wins over the last two nights? Because after tonight, we mentioned what's still to come for you. There's not a lot of easy things out there. You go out of conference. They're both at home. Shelton and Gibbon come in. Then Wilcox, Hildreth, and Hellwood have got some pretty good girls basketball teams on the road before conference.
Well, that's just it. You know, the girls got to understand that they just put themselves on the radar. So, you know, teams are going to come in here maybe a little more ready than they would have prior to this win. So we got to be ready to play some tough games. We need to just keep playing solid. You know, in my mind, win's always great. But if we're so young in some of these positions that I'm bringing in at point guard, backup, and that kind of stuff, if we can just keep building, and peak at the right time, you know, hey, let's see what we can do in conference. Maybe make a little noise somewhere. I don't know. That'd be okay with me.
Nikki,
I wouldn't complain.
An exciting win here on Parents' Night. We'll let you get out of here, and we'll see you next week when Gibbon comes calling.
All
congratulations.
Right. That's great.
Nikki Eckhout, head girls basketball coach at Amherst. They beat Pleasanton tonight 49-48. Halftime of the boys' game, 31-18 Pleasanton. We'll look at the numbers next.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to halftime here on Classic Hits 98.9. A quick rundown of the first half stats. First of all, for Amherst, three players have scored. Alec Martin has 12 points. Cody Root, two rebounds. Ty Stevens, one rebound. Dylan Lockhorn with five rebounds. Dylan Halligan, 2 points and a rebound. Lucas Casson has 4 points, four rebounds, and two block shots. And overall, Amherst, 18 points, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 12 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 5 turnovers. For Pleasanton, Austin Pate has hit a three-pointer for his total. Cole Pritchard leads the team with 8 points, 4 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Trent Pritchard, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Matt Giffen, leads the team in scoring 3 threes. He's got 9 points and 1 rebound. Tate Shafto, 3 rebounds. Garrett Reese, 5 rebounds. Or 5 points and 8 rebounds. Pleasanton had 17 rebounds in the second quarter. 9 of them were offensive. 31 points, 24 rebounds. They're just 1 of 8, though, at the free throw line. 3 of 7 from three-point land and 2 turnovers. Pleasanton leads at 31-18 at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
The second half underway, so Amherst has the basketball and tries to get off to a good start, but the pass is kicked around and it's going to be stolen away. Again, not a lot of turnovers in the first half. But the better number is on Pleasanton's side. They only had 2, none in the second quarter. 31-18, Pleasanton with the lead. They've been up by as many as 15 in this ball game, and that's after they trailed for a lot of the first half. Then take the lead till late in the quarter, and now Alec Martin steps in front. He'll make the steal, heads to the other end, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Trent Pritchard. Martin kind of slowed up, thought he could draw the foul and score, and then neither one happened. He got the shot blocked out of bounds. So back it goes to Amherst underneath their own hoop. They lob it to Caston in the lane. The catch, and he's fouled. Yeah, good call there by the official as Colin Janicek reached in and grabbed his arm. That'll be his first foul situation. Reese and Shafto have 2 for Pleasanton. Caston and Stevens have 2 for Amherst. And Lucas Caston will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. He has the only free throw attempt of the game for Amherst. This one is no good. Second free throw coming up for Casson, who hit his first 2. Has 4 points in the ball game. Casson takes his time and puts the second one up, but that one's short. And the rebound knocked out of Shafto's hands. Dylan Lockhorn comes out of there with it. He's got 6. Down low they go to Casson. He lost his balance and he walked with the basketball. Casson turned and I think he stepped on the defender's foot and was just trying to figure out a way to keep things going and instead walked with the basketball. So we're a minute into the third quarter. No change on the scoreboard. 31-18 Pleasanton. Up the floor with it, Giffen. His 3 threes really the big difference here so far in the ballgame. Kick it out to Janicek. Shafto starting the second half for Pleasanton. Trent Pritchard with it. trying to get through the lane. There is Pritchard. Some hands on him by Dylan Halligan. He's working off of that. Top of the key, Giffen well covered by Alec Martin. Man-to-man defense here by Amherst. Little pick and roll. They get it down low and dish it off one more time, and it's swatted away. Swatted away by Cass, and that was a nice-looking play. Shaft, though, looked like he was going to go in and lay it home. But the ball is swatted out of there, and it comes the other way. Amherst has it with Dylan Halligan on the right wing. Fakes the three and dumps it out top to Ty Stevens. Back to Halligan. He's going to take that three-pointer, and it's no good. Long rebound. Tate Shafto has it in traffic, and he'll get the outlet pass made. And up the floor they come, but a double dribble called on Pleasanton, so they give the ball right back. Amherst has missed their last six three-pointers. They're just 2 of 13 from beyond the arc in the game. They're going to have to hit a few of those because that's what they rely on, not solely on the three, but they do rely on hitting a couple. Alec Martin drives into the double team, dishes it off, and then the ball is going to be knocked away inside from Dylan Lockhorn. He started to go up for the shot, and the ball was knocked down to his knee. He came back down with it, and they call him for the walk. Not a block, just a walk. No tie-up. Coach Clark Ribble is saying that should have been a jump ball. I'm not sure if it should have or not, but he's not going to get the call. Gaffin with it on the right wing. Good ball fake. Comes in and a body foul. And will they give him the shot? Yes, they will. Chance for a three-point play here for Matt Giffen. And the blocking foul is going to be called on Amherst number 24, Lockhorn, his first. And Giffen with his first two-point bucket of the ball game now has a game-high 11. As everybody gets set on the lane here for the free throw. And the free throw attempt is on the way. And this one bounces around two, three times, won't go. And Halligan brings out his second rebound here for the Broncos. Amherst got to get something going. They're pretty dead right now. They're moving, but the ball's just not moving around. It's like hitting the pinball with the flipper, but not scoring. Coming to the other end. They make a nice play here. And the drive by Lockhorn. Wrap around up and in for the first points of the second half. 33-20, 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Pleasanton up top. Colin Janicek tries to run the pick and roll. Reese is double teamed. Sliding down on the switch is going to be Lockhorn. Now they switch back. Backdoor Shafto open, and he scores. And then a late foul on Cass, and he lost where Shafto was. And he landed on him almost after the ball went through the hoop. Tate Shafto with his first bucket of the ball game, and Casson with his third personal foul. And into the ball game will be number 14, Travis Hodgson. And at the line to try and complete the three-point play, Tate Shafto, his first points of the night. Free throw good, and so he completes the three-point play. That'll make the score 36-20, a 16-point lead here for the Bulldogs, pulling away as this game progresses. Amherst to the high post. Cassett dumps it inside. Lockhorn turn around, rolls off the iron, won't go. It's kind of like the Pleasanton girls. They're getting some decent shots. They're just not going. And it's happening here for the Amherst boys. Trent Pritchard got his seventh board, and into the front court they go to Reese outside the arc. Tries to dribble, penetrate, nothing there. Back out top, Giffen, reverse it left side to Shafto outside, and then he throws it away. Going to go out of bounds all the way in the backcourt. Would have been an over and back even if Pleasanton caught up to it. Pleasanton had two turnovers in the first half. They've got three in the first 3:15 of the second half. Here comes Austin Pates and Caleb Pritchard into the ball game for Coach Bill Giffen. Pleasanton 36, Amherst 20, 4:45 to go third quarter. Inbound to Hodgson, over to Martin. He's covered by Giffen, trying to get him an open three off the out of bounds to Halligan. He's working. He comes into the paint. Fadeaway jumper at the free throw line. Good. Dylan Halligan with his second bucket. 36-22 Bulldogs. Giffen will slow the pace down a little bit with Alec Martin on him. Respecting the defensive ability of Martin off the pick. Tried the pick and roll, but Casson is there covering Reese. Back up top, they'll go to Austin Pates. Reverses it left side to Pritchard. Jumper from 16. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Casson. Five of the ball game to Martin. Pleasanton's doing a great job tonight getting back defensively. Martin drives, dishes it out to Halligan, passes up the three, and gives it right back between the circles to the senior Alec Martin. Trying to clear things out for him. He wants to take Giffen one-on-one. Pulls up from three instead, and it's no good. Rebound wrapped down by Lockhorn. He'll put it up and score. Lockhorn with his second bucket here in the quarter. 36-24, quickly up the floor is going to be Pleasanton down to Reese. Reese on the low post, up and in, and a blocking foul, a chance for a three-point play. Garrett Reese Amherst finally got a couple of buckets, and then they didn't get back on defense. And Reese got posted up real deep. The foul is on Dylan Halligan, his first. Into the ballgame, Tate Shafto and Colin Janicek for Pleasanton. Cody Root for Amherst. At the line, trying to complete the three-point play, is Garrett Reese. Can take that lead right back up to 15, and he does. So Reese now with 8 points to go along with his 8 rebounds in the ball game. 39-24, Pleasanton with a comfortable lead. Amherst works it right wing to Travis Hodson. A sagging man-to-man defense here being applied by Pleasanton. Maybe more of a 2-3 zone now, it looks like. Throw it right side, and with Amherst not making anything from the outside, why not? Trying to make sure Casson doesn't get the ball. Spin move in the lane, off balance, Shepard no good, but Casson's there for the rebound, and Lucas has the offensive putback. That's what they're waiting for in Bronco land, is Casson to get some of those garbage buckets and handle the paint a little bit better. 39-26. Left wing with it is Austin Pates. Drives into the lane, kicks it out to Shafto. Shafto to the baseline, around Casson, who couldn't commit the foul, missed the shot, got it back and scored. So Shafto stayed with the play, and he's got 5 in the quarter. All 5 in the game for him in this quarter. Skip pass as we get into the front court. 3-pointer launched up there by Hodson. It's going to be short, no good. And we're going to get a foul, I think, on Pleasanton. Trying to knock the ball away there from Dylan Lockhorn. It's going to go on Caleb Pritchard. Caleb, his first, second team foul. Here comes Giffen and Trent Pritchard back into the game for the Bulldogs. 2:43 to go, third quarter. Pleasanton 41 and Amherst 26. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Amherst upset Pleasanton 49-48. Long three, Alec Martin, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and Shafto wins that wrestling match, and nothing is going down outside the arc for Amherst. At the other end, transition 15-footer is rattled home from Colin Janicek, and that's where you're an Amherst fan going, are you kidding me? Theirs just won't go, and Pleasanton's will rattle around and go. Martin, floater down the lane, there's one that finally goes. Alex, first bucket of the second half, he's got a team-high 14. 43-28 your score. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Long pass from left to right to Janicek on the right side. Collin goes back in the paint to Shafto. Pulls up from 9. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped out to Alec Martin. Martin will run it up the right side. Doesn't have numbers, though. Given gets on him to try and take away the 3. Martin into the paint. Kicks it back out. 3-pointer Hodson. Got it. That's one they need. Travis Hodson with his first bucket. And a timeout going to be called after the made 3 by Coach Clark Ribble. Timeout. For Amherst, with 1:48 to go here in the third quarter of play, your score is now Pleasanton 43, Amherst 31.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Pleasanton out of the timeout. The ball stolen away. Martin, left-handed layup. Good. A pocket picker for Alec Martin, and that's what he does so well. But his first one tonight, 43-33, 7 in a row by Amherst to get back in the ball game. A minute and a half to go in the quarter. Pleasanton at the other end, lobs it to Reese. Good wraparound pass on the backside to Shafto, who sticks it home. Nice pass by Garrett Reese, recognizing the double team. Now we're running a little bit. Three-pointer. Root puts it up. It's not going to go for the Amherst Broncos, and the rebound brought down defensively by Colin Janicek. That three that Travis Hodson made snapped a 9-0-9 run from the arc for Amherst. Reese back to Shafto. Free throw line jumper won't go this time. And Travis Hodson is there for his first rebound for Amherst. He'll push the ball up the floor and give it to the trailer, Cody Root. A minute to go. to Martin. Martin fakes the three. Baseline jumper left side of the drive. No good. Rebound brought down by Shafto. Shafto playing very well off the bench tonight. All seven of his points here in the quarter to go along with seven rebounds for the game. 45-33 Pleasanton. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Giffen, no-look pass into the paint. Turnaround jumper up and in. Trent Pritchard. 47-33. So after the 7-0 run, back-to-back buckets by Pleasanton. Amherst tries baseline. Nothing there for Root. He'll have to kick it out, and as he does, the pass is knocked away, and then Root fouled him trying to get it back. The steal made by Trent Pritchard. And the foul on Cody Root, his second. Fourth team foul on Amherst. Back into the ball game will be Ty Stevens and Dylan Halligan here for the Broncos. 21 seconds to go in the quarter. 47-33 Pleasanton, and a chance to tack on another bucket here before the end of the stanza. And taking his time, Matt Giffen. They haven't let him get a good look from outside this second half. After hitting three threes in the second quarter, he picks up his dribble. Into the paint they go. Backside bounce pass again. Reese wraps it around to Shafto just like they did earlier. Up and in. Still 6 seconds. Up the floor, they'll get it to Halligan. Halligan gets all the way to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Casson missed the stick back. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Halligan beat Pleasanton back, but couldn't finish. And after three, it is the Pleasanton Bulldogs 49, the Amherst Broncos 33 on KKPR.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Both teams have their, well, Amherst has their best offensive quarter of the ball game. Unfortunately, Pleasanton still outscored them 18-15 there in the quarter, and they'll start with a three, and it's up and in. Colin Janacek. First three attempted of the half, and Janacek knocks it down. The biggest lead of the game for Pleasanton at 19. Amherst scored seven in a row. Pleasanton has answered back with nine straight. At a left side baseline drive, Dylan Lockhorn will end that run with a layup. And his 6 point of the ball game, but now we're running a little bit. Reese to the other end, drives no good. Shafto high in the air, got another rebound. He's trapped underneath. He has to kick it out on the wing. A three-pointer is up by Janacek, no good. Rebound by Reese. The shot is going to be blocked in there by Casson. All kinds of stuff going on, but it's still Pleasanton ball. Giffen kicks it back out between the circles. Left-hand corner to Shafto. He'll find Trent Pritchard, and they'll hold the ball now for a moment. Pleasanton skip pass over to Pritchard. Back to the baseline. Shafto, no dribble. Back out. Giffen open for a moment. Wants to take the jumper. Does from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Another offensive rebound. Put back up and in by Tate Shafto. He had 9 points last quarter. I've got him for 11 points, 9 rebounds. And at the other end, the outlet pass is swatted away. 54-35 in favor of Pleasanton. They are led in scoring by Matt Giffen with 11, and now Shafto has 11. Reese and Pritchard, Cole Pritchard, each have 8. For Amherst, Alec Martin has 16 of their 35 points. Ball knocked out of bounds again on the inbound, so Amherst will have to throw it in from midcourt. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, recap both games. Again, Amherst pulling the shocker there in the opener, beating the Pleasanton girls 49-48. Martin, fadeaway jumper from 13, won't go. And we've got a foul on Tate Shafto, trying to take the ball away from Blade Holmes, who just checked in. That'll be the third on Tate Shafto, third team foul as well. So Blade Holmes just snuck into the ball game, in there with Casson, along with Martin, Hodgson, and throwing it in will be Lockhorn. He lobs it into Casson. He leans in the lane. Too strong, no good. Ball is loose. Picked back up there by Travis Hodgson. And Hodgson will clear it out. I think Casson came down on somebody's foot. He's grimacing a little bit there as he got off the floor. Lockhorn tries the baseline, ran out of room. The ball is loose, and it's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Outlet pass the other way. One on two all the way to the rack. The layup is up and in by Trent Pritchard. 21-point lead by the Bulldogs. It is 56-35. Here's Martin to the other end. He'll try the baseline, and he'll put it up and in. Martin's just going to take things over, I think, a little bit one-on-one. He's got 18 points to the other end. Reese, wraparound shaft that wasn't there that time. That worked twice beautifully in the third quarter, and Blade Holmes will pick up the loose ball. I've got Pleasanton for 7 turnovers and Amherst for 10 of the ball game, which isn't too bad. Between the circles, they'll go to Alec Martin. Martin, stutter dribble, left side, 360, and scoops it up and scores. And there's a little playground move for you, but it went in. 20 for Alec Martin. So he's having a good game, but nobody else right now offensively is. And at the other end, it gets wiped out by Trent Pritchard, 3. Pleasanton is 5 of 10 from three-point land in this ball game. 59-39, Martin the long 3 can't answer this time. And the rebound will be brought down underneath by Colin Janicek. I think now you're getting into that point of the ball game where the kids know each other so well that they're going to try and match each other's performance. Pritchard drives, hits the cutter down the middle of the lane. The short jumper by Garrett Reese up and in. Pleasanton has spread this floor so well, they are hitting every pass and getting a lot of easy shots. Three-pointer at the other end, off the mark by Hodgson, and the rebound brought down again by Garrett Reese. At least 10 of the ball game for him. Outlet pass, 2-on-1. Amherst is slowing down a little bit. Shafto missed the shot. Casson gets his 8th rebound. Dishes it off to Lockhorn. Dillon down the middle of the floor. Contact, blocking foul going to be called. And the blocking foul is on Matt Giffen, his first of the ball game. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. Everybody getting a little tired. 4:37 to go in the ball game. Pleasanton in control here at Amherst. 61-39. They're going to make it a full-length timeout. We'll be right back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Doug Duda back with you here at Amherst High School. I want to thank all the fine sponsors and, of course, Ron Evans, the athletic director, and Tom Moore, and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. 4:37 remaining in our boys' game. Pleasanton 61 and Amherst 37. Pleasanton has only scored more than this once this year, and that was when they upset Elwood. I mean, Elwood got off to such a great start. I think they were 5-1, and that one loss was to Pleasanton, and that was at Elwood. As we come back to action here, two free throws coming up for Dillon Lockhorn, and he'll knock the first one down. He's got 7 points in the ball game, 61-40. So one of the better offensive productive nights for Pleasanton. Didn't look like it was going to be that way. They only had 8 points in the first quarter, but then 23 in the second, 18 in the third. And the second free throw by Lockhorn is up and in as well. Set the 5 on the floor for you. Amherst is going to bring Clint Bentley into the ball game. You got Ty Stevens along with Hodgson. Also on the floor is Clayton Preble. And the fifth man on the floor is Dylan Halligan without the headband right now. 61-41, Pleasanton with the ball, driving in and losing the handle is Austin Pates. Got knocked out of bounds. Pates and Reese, along with Janicek on the floor. So is Cole Pritchard. And throwing the ball in is going to be Caleb Pritchard. Back to the baseline. He'll roll it into the lane, and picking it up is Reese, and he'll score. 63-41. Reese now with a dozen points in the ball game, and Pleasanton looking to get back above 500 and snap that two-game losing streak. They'll be 6-5, and Amherst will drop their seventh straight, go to 2-7. In the paint is going to be Halligan, has to kick it out of the wing. Driving the baseline is Bentley, and reaching in, poking it away from behind will be Cole Pritchard. So Amherst will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Clayton Preble to do so. He'll go opposite side for an open three on the way, and good by Ty Stevens, who hits his first bucket of the basketball game, and it's a three-pointer. 63-44, Pleasanton. Driving to the right-hand corner is going to be Austin Pates. Backdoor cut from the top of the key, and the slasher scores. Colin Janacek, he had some traffic to maneuver, but he scores at 11 in the game for Janacek. And at the other end, the ball is deflected away, and Caleb Pritchard will come up with a loose basketball. One more bucket, and it'll be the highest scoring performance for Pleasanton this season. And with 3:25 to go, I think we'll probably see more than 65 tonight. On the right side with it is Pates. Lobs it inside. There's Reese and a charging foul. Yeah, that's the right call. He had a defender behind him, and I don't think he saw him. He went up. The pass was a little bit over his head. When he reached for it, he landed on the defender. But Garrett Reese, a solid effort for him tonight, coming in and starting to pick up the pace in the second quarter. He checks out. Probably going to be it for him. I've got him for 12 points and 10 rebounds. Into the ball game for the Pleasanton Bulldogs is going to be number 55, Cody Janacek. And also number 11, Jason Nichols. Up the floor, Amherst with it as we play out the string with 3:10 to go. In the lane, a fadeaway jumper, Halligan hits the heel, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Cole Pritchard, his fifth of the ball game. Outlet pass to Pates. Pates into the front court, crossover dribble working on Stevens. Gives it back over to Pritchard. Cole back into the lane. Here's an up-and-under move and a score for Caleb Pritchard. Caleb from Cole has his first bucket of the ball game, 67-44. Pleasanton with the lead. Alec Martin, three at the other end, got it. Alec Martin with his first three of the second half, his third of the game, and he has a game-high 23 points. 67-47, though, Pleasanton with the big lead. High post with it is going to be Janacek. That's Cody with it. He spins, goes to the cutter left side. The short jumper is up, no good. Rebound up, no good the first time. And then Janacek gets it the second time. Cole Pritchard had it first. Then Cody Janacek had it second. I think he'll even throw a block shot in there for Clint Bentley. And the foul is going to be called on Preble, his first. Only the fifth team foul, though, so no free throws. Haven't had to worry about a lot of one-on-ones tonight. Good thing for Pleasanton, too, because they were not good tonight, especially in the first half. Off the inbounds pass, Cole Pritchard has an easy jumper from 8 feet on the right wing, uses the window, and scores. 69-47 Pleasanton. Amherst works the perimeter. Halligan swings it over to Martin. Martin trying to get away at three, can't. Throws it back up to the top of the circle to Bentley. Reverse it right side. Now back to Martin. Open three this time. Spins inside. Won't go. And the rebound brought down by Cody Janacek off the missed three. Trouble in the backcourt. Immediate pressure put on. And the pass will be punched out of bounds. It will stay with Pleasanton. Minute 52 to go. The Visco Sports Postgame Show coming up. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And here's a reach-in foul by Ty Stevens. His third, but again, just the sixth. So Pleasanton will take it in from midcourt. Here comes Caden Zwiener into the ball game, the 5'6 sophomore. And to throw the ball in, Jason Nichols. He'll get it in to Zwiener in the front court, who gives it right back to Nichols. Jason to the top of the key. Little crossover dribble, works it right side. Caleb Pritchard has it. Attacks the baseline, runs out of room. Nice pass back to Janacek in the lane, but his shot's going to be blocked by Blade Holmes. Picked back up and scored by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Knocking it in is Zwiener. Caden Zwiener picks up the loose ball and scores. And at the other end, the ball's kicked. And more subs coming in. Pleasanton coach Bill Giffen has 14 kids suited. They're all going to play tonight. Derek Tolles checks in. Brady Darby checks in. And Casey Janacek will check in. And Alec Martin's job is done for the night for Amherst. He's going to finish with 23 points in the ball game. All the stats coming up as Amherst has the ball. Driving in is going to be Halligan. And we're going to get a foul called here on Pleasanton's Casey Janicek, who just checked into the ball game. Two free throws coming up now for Dylan Halligan, his first of the ball game. Minute 22 remaining, 71-47 Pleasanton. It's their largest lead of the game. Free throw no good. Amherst was up four after one. Pleasanton outscored Amherst 23-6 in the second quarter, and it has not been close since. It was 13.5. It's not been any closer than 10. Second free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Jason Nichols. And Nichols will hand it off there to Zwiener. Zwiener trying to get in the front court, working around a pick set by Nichols, and as he got around, he dribbled off his foot and out of bounds. So back over to the Broncos as most of the reserves trying to find a way to maybe pick up a bucket or get their name in the scorebook. And most importantly, get it in the Kearney Hub column written by Chris Baznett tomorrow morning. Three-pointer at the other end won't go by Hodson. Long rebound comes out to Jason Nichols. He tries to beat everybody back, and he walked. He came to a stop and couldn't keep the pivot foot solid because Ty Stevens flashed in front of him. And Nichols decided, well, I'll just stop, let him fly by. And he couldn't stop that momentum going a little too fast. Here's Jared Petter coming into the ball game. And Petter, a 5'11 sophomore. A minute to go. Hodson drives the left baseline. Cut off there. Turnaround jumper no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off Pleasanton. Derek Tolles had it. Good defense that time by Brady Darby, making him shoot the tough shot. So it's going to stay with Amherst. And throwing it on the baseline will be Holmes. Blade gets it to Hodson. Trying to reverse it right side. Stevens to the free throw line. Has his shot blocked up front by Casey Janicek. And Pleasanton comes out of there with the ball. Caden Zwiener. Zwiener brings it up right side. And a blocking foul going to be called on Amherst to stop the clock. Call that one on Clint Bentley, his first. And we're in the bonus now as Preble comes back into the ball game for Amherst. And Ty Stevens, his night will be done. At the line to shoot the one and one will be Caden Zwiener. Got a bucket just a minute ago coming in off the bench here in the fourth quarter. And the sophomore will put it up and score. Zwiener has one more coming. 72-47. Second free throw now for Caden Zwiener. On the way, and that one's going to be short, but an offensive rebound. Put back up, won't go the first time. Second time it will for Casey Janicek. The first one was by Brady Darby. The second one, Casey Janicek, able to score. Quickly to the other end. Here's a shot blocked again in there by Casey Janicek. Out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Amherst. So the second teamers and the third teamers deep down the bench there are doing some good things here for Pleasanton. 74-47. Amherst just not able to get things going enough tonight. And Pleasanton finally able to make some shots. They've struggled there all season long. Zwiener trying to run down an errant pass. He does. He gets it to Derek Tolles, and finally it will be knocked away. Up the floor comes Amherst. Outlet pass to Hodson. He'll throw it up. No good. Offensive rebound put back up, and it won't go. And that's going to end the basketball game off the miss from Jared Petter. And this basketball game is over. The final score, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 74 and the Amherst Broncos 47. Amherst falls to 2-7. Pleasanton improves to 6-5 on the season. And so a split here tonight. Amherst pulls the upset in the girls' game, 49-48. Pleasanton, big second half. They pull away for a 74-47 victory. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show and a chance to chat with Coach Bill Giffen right after this.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
From now through January 18th, 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. Our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Ah, and what a voice that man has. Welcome back to Amherst High School. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. We're ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin right now with the weather being a little cool. Not a lot cool, but it's going to cool off again, it sounds like, in about a week, week and a half. Red Ledge ski coats half off. Red Ledge ski pants on sale. Wigwam stocking caps half off and all shoes on sale as well at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a look at the first we'll take a look at the stats for Amherst tonight. They had a total of six players getting the score column, led tonight, as usual, by Alec Martin. He had 23 points. He hit three threes in the ball game. I had him for one rebound. Cody Root, two rebounds. Travis Hodgson hit a three-pointer for his three-point total and two rebounds. Also tonight, Ty Stevens hit a three-pointer for his total, one rebound. Jared Penner had one rebound. Dylan Lockhorn, 8 points, all in the second half, and he tied for the team high in rebounding with eight. Clint Bentley had a block. Dylan Halligan, 4 points, two rebounds. Lucas Casson, 6 points, tied for the team high in rebounds with eight. He also had four block shots in the basketball game, and Blade Holmes, one rebound and one block. 13 rebounds in each half is what I had for Amherst. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Amherst had 18 points at halftime. They scored 29 in the second half but could not keep pace tonight. 47 points, 26 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 24 from 3-point land, 6 block shots and 11 turnovers. And after winning their first two, Amherst has dropped 7 in a row now, and they go to 2-7 on the season. They will be hosting Shelton on Tuesday, and Gibbon comes in on Thursday. We'll be back here for the Gibbon games on Thursday on KKPR. We'll take a break, look at the final numbers for Pleasanton, and talk with Coach Bill Giffen after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year. And all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR. Let's run down the look at the final stats in this basketball game for Pleasanton, and then we'll chat with Coach Bill Giffen. First off, Jason Nichols came in, got a couple of rebounds. I had Austin Pates hitting a three-point bucket for his total. Cole Pritchard had 10 points, 8 of those in the first half. He had 6 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard had 2 points. Colin Janicek, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Caden Zwiener, 3 points and a rebound. Trent Pritchard, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 1 block. Matt Giffen hit 3 straight threes in the second quarter. He ended up with 11 points and 1 rebound. Slide down to Brady Darby, who had a rebound. Tate Shafto, 11 points, 9 rebounds. Garrett Reese, in a very balanced night, ends up being the leading scorer and rebounder with 12 points and 10 boards. Casey Janicek, 2 points, 1 rebound. Cody Janicek had 2 rebounds. 24 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, and 3 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, 7 in the second half. The Bulldogs had 31 points at halftime. They put up 43 points in the second half and finished with 74 points, 44 rebounds, 4 out of 12 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, 3 block shots and 9 turnovers. Pleasanton now back in the win column with a 74-47 win over Amherst to go to 6-5 on the season. Up next, the Bulldogs have a big challenge tomorrow night, a rematch with state-rated SEM, who's 9-2, and then they'll also be at home next week against Ansley and travel to Elm Creek. That's their next three games coming up, and Coach Bill Giffen joins us here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Coach, you scored 43 points in the second half. That's better than a couple of the games this year. The kids found a way to score tonight. Congratulations.
Well, that's just what I was going to say. You know, 43, we've had a number of games where that's about where we've scored, so it's nice to see some scoring, the kids getting confidence, and a lot of it was driven by rebounds. We made good use of possessions, 9 turnovers. That's probably a low since I've coached. So that, you know, within those two points, turnovers and rebounds, that's pretty huge.
This would be a game where you would figure Amherst, they like to get up and down the floor, and figured if there was going to be a lot of points scored, they would be a team that would like to score a lot of points. Did you envision this, that it was going to be okay to be in a game plan where you got up and down the floor? I mean, you were pretty patient in the first half, but the scoring came basically by getting up and down the floor.
We talked about that, getting up the floor, and we try to do that every chance we can get. We don't want to be unwise with the ball, but any time we've got opportunity, we've got to push it. So, and we talked about that for this game tonight, but didn't pay off until later. But then we got to running. Confidence gets higher, and you stop second-guessing yourself, and you can do a lot of things.
Well, I talked with Amherst coach Clark Ribble before the game, and he goes, I just hope it's an up-tempo game. And I commented to him, I said, I think if you run, they'll run with you. And it kind of surprised me because you think they will. I said, you're the type of team that'll kind of play whatever the other team's doing. You are okay in both sets, whether you wanted to slow it down and play a half court or whether you wanted to get up and down the floor, and you were able to do both tonight. Second quarter's where it turned around. I think we can point to Matt hitting 3 straight threes. It made them change their defense up a little bit. You got Cassin on the bench there for 5 minutes. That got the rebounding going. Chris had you for 9 offensive boards in the second quarter.
Well, the thing was, at the end of the first quarter, we sat them down. We said, look, there's a lot of offensive rebounding opportunities, and we're kind of standing. We talked about effort and playing all 4 quarters before we started. I didn't even list rebounding. Usually that's number one, so maybe I won't list it tomorrow. but yeah, that's huge. There was just a lot of opportunities, and we were just kind of standing. So Garrett played big. Tate, who didn't start the game, he came out big. He answered the challenge. I mean, I challenged him going in that he's got to play every second on the court. With the senior season winding down, he needs to do that. And he answered big time, and everybody. And you mentioned, the balance. Sometimes you look at a team and you say, well, do you have an identity? Do you have somebody you go to? I don't know if we really do. Now, that can be good or bad. Tonight everybody was about clicking, so that's good. And you got some balancing spread around whoever's hot.
That's kind of been the MO of Pleasanton, even with the great state tournament runs here. Yeah, you've had the Zwiener boys being tall, but you've got kids that can shoot threes, and maybe one night somebody's going to have a little bit more. But 6 kids tonight between 9 and 12 points. When you score 74 and you can balance it around like that, that's pretty good. And I think as the second half kind of moved along, Amherst at one point realized we got to run and shoot threes. And when they weren't going in, you guys got back, and 2 or 3 times Garrett Reese drew the double team, made the simple wraparound pass in the lane to Tate, and Garrett had a solid night along. We said 12 points, 10 rebounds, but he also made 3 or 4 really nice passes. Probably had 4 or 5 assists.
Yeah, he just played a great game, and, it's an all-around game, which is what you have to have. You just look at having basketball players, that can do everything well. That's really what you want. You don't want anybody that's a defensive liability. You don't want anybody that really that's going to go out there and chuck it without good shots. But just some balance, and we showed that tonight.
What about your defense? You held Amherst to 47 points. This is a team that, even when they're losing, can find a way to put some points up.
Yeah, Matt did a good job on Alec. Alec may have been off a little bit, but like we say, you get your hands up in a shooter's face, and they'll probably shoot about 16% from three-point. If you let them shoot, they'll probably shoot 40.
Yeah.
So you got to at least distract them, get it off a little bit. And Alec's a heck of a player, he maybe had a little off night. Don't expect him to do that too much.
Yeah, 23. That was like my off nights. Or maybe off seasons. What are you talking about? Well,
yeah.
Coach, we'll let you get out of here with this thought. How do you carry this over now to tomorrow? You've got 2 more tough tough, tough games coming up, and you're pointing towards conference where you want to play more than one game in that conference tournament. So how do you keep this kind of momentum? I know it's just one night, but how do you keep this going?
Well, you just gotta, like you said, we got to play four quarters. Every second you're out on the court, I mean, that's really your goal, is every game that you're playing, you've got to have four quarters, you got to have all that time spent. You can't waste any of it. And, you know, you're hitting the boards, you can be setting screens, you know, there's a bunch of things to do. That's the nature of basketball. Take yourself out of play, you know, you're not helping your team. You're certainly not playing as well as your abilities are, and that's what we're looking at, to maintain that.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the nice win. Best of luck tomorrow. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for covering us.
You bet, buddy. Bill Giffen, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldog Boys. We'll come back and wrap up our games on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Well, Pleasanton ends up shooting 52% in the boys' game tonight, and that's why they're able to put up 74 points in our doubleheader tonight. Girls' game was set up in the very first quarter when Amherst came out and got 10 points from Shelby Hammond and put up 17 points in the first quarter to take a 17-9 lead over the Pleasanton girls. They got up by as many as 15. They led 32-19 at the half, but then Pleasanton came back on Amherst and took it right down to the wire. They erased that 13-point halftime deficit but never got up by more than two. And for Amherst, they win it tonight on Mariah Tobenheim's 17-foot jumper from the left-hand corner. I think it'll be on the NTV highlights tonight because Dave was here with the camera. So if you want to see it again, the excitement there as Tobenheim hit it with 4 seconds left. Pleasanton didn't have a timeout. And by the time they grabbed the ball and got the ball in, they only made it about 20 feet up the court and never got a shot away. Amherst 49, Pleasanton 48. Shelby Hammond ended up with 16 points all in the first half. And I had her for 20 rebounds in the ball game, 11.6 rebounds for Kylie Haynes. For Pleasanton, Ashley Axman, 24 points, 9 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener, 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 blocks. Pleasanton girls are now 11-1. Amherst, 7-2. And here in the boys' game, Pleasanton just kept pulling away in the second half. 6 players between 9 and 12 points, while Alec Martin had 23 for Amherst. And Pleasanton boys now 6-5 on the season. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week, and we want to, here at KKPR, send our condolences out to the Klimak family. Steve, a longtime employee of Misco Sports, who everybody knows that has done anything with sporting goods with Misco's over the last 15 years. Steve lost his father today, and we want to wish him and his family and the best and keep them in our prayers. And you'll be able to find out more about that in the near future here as the funeral is coming up on Tuesday. So I just want to say that the Klimak family in our prayers today, and we will let you know that Misco Sports, a longtime sponsor, part of our family here at KKPR. Tomorrow we will be at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for a Kearney Catholic Hastings-St. Cecilia doubleheader. Kearney Catholic girls, just one loss on the year, but St. Cecilia, who's hovering around 500 going into their game tonight, always seem to give the Stars some problems. They've had some very good matchups. That game is at 4. And then, of course, the two-time defending state champion St. Cecilia boys and Kearney Catholic will go at approximately 5:30 to 5:45 tomorrow afternoon here on KKPR. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us again. The finals tonight, Amherst upset in the girls' game over Pleasanton 49-48, while Pleasanton wins the boys' game 74-47. From Amherst, Saying a big thanks to our many fine sponsors. This is Doug Duda. Good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.